Let's get real. Some Malaysians are truly just spoiled and entitled, especially students who believe that they're doing lecturers and teachers a favor when they submit their assignments and schoolwork, or when they do the reading necessary for the class. In fact, this attitude is ridiculously evident in a student who decided to unfairly call out and bash their lecturer online in an anonymous posting on the USM Confessions Facebook page. Thankfully, an international student by the name of Sabrina Abduyoeva decided to put the student in their place with a comment that all Malaysian students should hear. https://www.facebook.com/usmconfessionmain/posts/272890694082096 The entitled student wrote, after having online classes for weeks, I found out that not all lecturers are smart. The definition of an online class is simple, just replace the physical class with an online class. Let's say, my physical class is from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., that means my online class is also 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. APNDK, you gave me an article or handout before 2 p.m. and required me to read it before the class. Do you think I only take your subject? Even if I have the time, I also won't bother to read it before my class, ni MCB. Furthermore, always question the responses of your students. You guys are so quiet, why are the same people who are the ones that keep answering? What about the others, and, come on everyone, answer. Once again, PNDK, these situations also happen during the physical classes. So, since it's an online class, you expect everyone to shout and dance like Miley Cyrus in Party in the USA? Another thing is the WhatsApp messages. It's actually a platform for lecturers to convey important messages to the students in a faster way. It is not for you to message me at midnight and expect a quick response in return. MHI, when I was working, I didn't even reply my boss. Who do you think you are? Simply teach through some recorded lectures then give out grades and expect me to work like a slave? To be honest, some lecturers are good, they follow the rules. But the annoying ones are really annoying, they ended their rant. A majority of the comments were unhappy with the poster's opinion towards the lecturer and the comment from Sabrina defending the lecturer really stood out. She started by pointing out that the student's cursing was totally uncalled for. She wrote, "Bro, I understand that you may be angry and upset at your lecturer, but that's not the right language to use. You can be mad, but using derogatory words like PNDK and CB is very disrespectful. It shows just how much of a kid you actually are, even in university. Instead of getting your main point across, most people will just see a kid throwing a temper tantrum because he didn't get what he wanted. That's a lecturer you're talking about. Someone with much higher qualifications and intelligence than you." She then went on to explain, with ridiculously valid point we might add, why the students' opinions are just plain wrong. "I'm sorry, but lecturers are smart. At least, more than you. At least they are smart enough to get a lecturer's position. What are you smart enough for? Posting a confession? You're telling me that your lecturer normally doesn't give you reading material before class when there were physical classes? If it is required for you to read it, 120% of lecturers would give it to you before class, physical or online. Which lecturer would give it to you during class and waste their time waiting for you to read it? Even if I have the time, I also won't bother to read it before my class, then get out of the university. What are you doing here if you're not going to study? It's a waste of your parents' money, a waste of time and a waste of space. There are many kids out there who sincerely want to study but can't afford to, but you're here playing the fool. It is because of people like you that people look down on hardworking students. Don't want to put in the effort, then get out," she elaborated. "Nobody expects you to should and dance like Miley. You will probably sound like a dying chicken if you tried anyway. Your lecturer is only trying to encourage confidence. If you're too insecure to answer, then don't bash your lecturer for something that other students won't complain about. Sure, midnight is not the best time for a lecturer to message a student, but did your lecturer specifically say that she wants a quick response? Or are you just exaggerating it to make it seem like a big deal? When working, you didn't reply to your boss. Good luck keeping a job in the future if this is how your behavior is. Simply teaching through some recorded lectures? Like students, not all lecturers have a good connection or a good situation at home to teach live. Maybe all they can do is record and upload. Appreciate it. Expect you to work like a slave? Don't you dare compare your life to a slave's life. Slaves have it much harder than you. You are a student. You are here to study and doing assignments as part of it. A pandemic is going on, classes are online, no final exams, and you expect to have the same amount of workload? Our lecturers are trying their best to balance everything with the current situation in order for you to study as normally as possible, and here you are, complaining like a kid. Grow up and get a life, she ended her comment. Somebody had to say it, and we're so thankful to Sabrina for speaking up against the bratty student while defending lecturers and teachers everywhere, as well as highlighting the fact that there are kids out there who can't afford an education but would truly appreciate one and will happily put in the effort and work. Honestly, Sabrina, you're not only our new hero but also a hero to all the students, lecturers and teachers out there who are doing their level best to learn and teach under the limitations of the CMCO and COVID-19 pandemic. Kudos. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, what homework? Majin teachers finding it hard to get students to submit tasks during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.